the next thing on the program is a bit of more meditation, is that right? Yeah. So I thought maybe before we start off, I could talk a little bit about metta meditation, how to do metta meditation. Because I've been talking so far about how to purify yourself, how to get rid of anger, how to kind of get rid of some of these defilements. And a very good way of doing that is, or to help that process, is to do a bit of metta meditation. So it's nice to have some instructions on how to actually go about that.
Un tā kā mums ir laiks meditācijai, es domāju, ka būtu vērtīgi pastāstīt par to, kā veikt meditāciju, jo iepriekš mēs runājām par to, ka ir nepieciešams atbrīvoties no prāta piesārņojumiem un negatīvitātēm, un metas meditācija ir tā, kas ir lielisks līdzeklis, ko mēs izmantojam priekšstā.
So the idea of metta, it's like the word metta quite literally means kindness. So the idea of metta is to have kindness, in other words, to wish other people well.
Un metta savā tiešajā tulkojumā nozīmē laipnība, citā variantā labvēlība. Proti mēs ar metas meditāciju vēlam citiem.
So ideally what you want to do, you want to be able to say inside of yourself, you want to say to other people, may you be happy, may you be well. But the point is that it has to come from the heart, right? You have to mean it. And only when you actually mean it, when you actually really think that that person is worthy of your kindness, only then does it actually work.
Un metu nozīmē to, ka mēs spējam no sirds novēlēt kādam citam, vai citiem, lai viņiem labi klājas, lai viņiem viss ir labi. Bet tas darbojas tikai tad, ja tas patiešām nāk no mūsu sirds.
So you have to ask yourself, what is the kind of person that you are able to wish well? You know, if you want to wish somebody well, what kind of person is that? And usually, if you think about it, usually it's somebody you respect, right? That somebody you respect for their good qualities, for their wisdom, for their kindness, for their compassion, whatever it is, that's the kind of person it's easy to say, may you be well, may you be happy. Yeah.
Un, ja mēs uzdodam savu jautājumu, kam mēs parasti vēlam labi, vai kam mums ir to darīt vieglāk, tad parasti tas, kam mums ir vieglāk vēlēt labi, kāds, ko mēs cienām, ko mēs novērtējam, kas priekš mums ir svarīgs.
So the classical way of doing metta meditation in Buddhism is to actually just visualize somebody. You remember somebody, somebody you respect very highly, somebody with good qualities. You see them in your mind. You see them maybe with a smile on their face, with a smile on their face, and then you remember, you recall all their good qualities. And when you do that, then you say, "May you be well. May you be happy."
Un tradicionālais veids, kā monistu veids metas meditācija, iztēlojoties šo cilvēku, kam viņi vēlam, un tas ir cilvēks, kas izraisa šīs labvēlības jūtas. Mēs varam iztēlojoties šo cilvēku ar smaidu sejā, tas savukārt rada smaidu mūsu sejā, un tādējādi mēs vēlam, lai šim cilvēkam, kur mēs cienam un kuru augstu vērtējam dažādiem esmēdēļ, lai viņam klājas labi.
So sometimes we have to experiment a little bit. You have to try maybe a few different people, you have to try different things, and then you know that it works when it gives rise to a nice feeling inside. The feeling of metta is like a beautiful feeling of happiness inside of you. When you say, may you be well, and it actually comes from your heart, and that feeling can arise.
Un mums ir jāizmēģina šī metoda ar vairākiem cilvēkiem, jāpaeksperimentē, kurš tās priekš mums nostrādās vislabāk. Un tā sajūta, kad metas meditācija sāk darboties, ir, ka mūsos rodas tāda iekšēja labvēlības, dabīga laimes sajūta.
But don't be surprised if there is no feeling. It's actually quite difficult. Most people find it hard to give rise to the feeling of metta.
Bet nekļūstat pārsteigt arī, ja šāda sajūta neparādās, jo tas nevienmēr ir tik viegli un ne visiem cilvēkiem izdodas uzreiz radīt šo patīkamo sajūtu.
But even if you can't get the feeling, it's still a good thing to do, because you are actually learning to to view other people in a positive way. You're learning to see the goodness in other people, and that's good, even if no feeling arises. Yeah.
Bet ir vērts šo praksi veikt, arī nekāda sajūta nerodas, jo tad, ja mēs trenējam sevi saskatīt labo un vērtīgo citos.
And if you keep on the practice, if you keep on doing the right things, if you keep on doing like the, I was talking about before, the metta in daily life, by being kind to other people, by saying the right things and these kind of things, then one day you will be able to do it and it will work.
Bet ja mēs turpinām praktizēt un vadoties no iepriekšējiem ieteikumiem, pieliekam praksē šo metu arī ikdienā esot pret citiem laikam, ikdienā vēlot, ikdienā saskarsmē ar citiem labi, tad laiku gaitā turpinām praktizēt, mēs noteikti nonāksim pie šīs metas attīstīšanās un patīkamas sajūtas rašanās.
When you do this practice, it doesn't have to be done in this way. It doesn't have to be towards a specific person who you respect. You can also just do metta very generally. You can, for example, one way that I like to do it sometimes is just to visualize one direction. You visualize the northern direction, and then you remind yourself in your mind's eye, you remind yourself of all the good people out there to the north. There's always, in a large population, you know, there's always a large number of people, a certain percentage, who are very good people, who are good-hearted, who are kind, who are compassionate, who are generous. So just remind yourself of all those good people out there.
No, obligāti jāveic šī metas praksa tādā konkrētā veidā. Var to veikt arī vispārīgāk, piemēram, reizēm es kā konkrēta tēla iztāvošanās vietā izvēlos vienkārši kādu konkrētu debes pusi, piemēram, ziemeļus, un domāju par visiem labajiem cilvēkiem, kas mīt šajā virzienā, jo neizbēgami starp visiem cilvēkiem, kas mīt šajā virzienā, būs noteikti daļa tām, kas ir laipni, kas vēl citiem labu, un kuros ir šī laipnība.
You just think about all those people in the north, to the east, to the west, wherever it is, doesn't matter which direction it is. And you bring them to mind, all these people. You think about all the good qualities. You see them with maybe a beautiful smile on the face, like a peaceful smile, right? And you visualize all these people, people you don't know. These are anonymous people. And then you wish them well.
Un tad mēs varam iztēloties šo cilvēku, kas mīt ziemeļos, rietumos, austrumos, kurā nemes pusē, kurā mēs vēlamies. Un tad mēs iztāvojamies un sajūtam, ka viņi ir labsirdīgi, ka viņi vēl labu, un mēs ar šo iztēli redzam, kā viņi smaida, un tad vēlam labu arī viņiem no savas puses.
There's a nice saying in Buddhism in the Metta Sutta that we were chanting in the morning, yeah. And in there it says like you have metta just like a mother has to her only child, right? It's like a mother can always forgive her child, can always sort of, no matter what the child does, maybe not no matter, but, but if, even if the child is very naughty, usually the mother can forgive, usually the mother can still love her child. In the same way, we basically have the same attitude towards other beings.
Un tad tiek izmantota līdzība, kas parādās arī metas otrā, ka šī metta ir kā tā sajūta, ko māte izjūta pret bērnu, neatkarīgi vai gandrīz neatkarīgi no tā, ko bērns izdara, māte viņu vienmēr mīlēs bez nosacījumiem un viņai būs šī dabīgā mīlestība pret bērniem, kurā situācijā.
Okay, well let's try and see what happens. Let's do a bit of meditation, see how things go. Yeah. So, sit nice and comfortably. And, we're going to be sitting for about 40, 45 minutes or something. Yeah. So be nice and comfortable there. If you're going to be kind to other people, if you're going to have metta for others, you have to start off being kind to yourself.
Ja mēs vēlamies būt laipni pret citiem un izjust metu, tad vispirms mums ir jābūt laipniem pašiem pret sevi un jāizjūt metu pret sevi.
So when your eyes are closed, start off like we did yesterday, by feeling your body, making sure that you're nice and comfortable. If you want to adjust anything, now is the time to adjust yourself.
Un sākam goži tāpat kā vakar ar pievērtām acīm, sajūtam, kā mēs sajūtam mūsu ķermenī. Ja mēs sajūtam, ka nepieciešams kopumā, mūsu pozā, lai būtu ērtāk, tad šis ir tas brīdis, ka mums ir iespēja to darīt.
And make sure that you are 100% relaxed, that you have absolutely no tensions, nothing is wrong with you. If you feel any tension, anything, just do the similar things that we were doing yesterday. Take a few deep breaths and allow all the tension to go out when the breathing goes out.
Pamanām tās vietas, kurās mēs saspriemums un būšu tāpat kā vakar ar ieāpes un izāpes pavīdzību uz izāpu atbrīvojam šo saspriemumu un izvedām to no sākļiem.
Thank you, body, for looking after me all these years. Now is your time to be relaxed and at ease. May you be at ease, may you be relaxed.
Pateicamies savam ķermenim, ka tas ir tik uzticams, ka upojas visu šo laiku, visus gadus, un sakam viņam, ka tagad mēs ļausim tam būt atbrīvot, tagad mēs parūpēsimies par viņu.
And if your body starts to fade away into the background, it's neither painful nor is there any pleasure. The body becomes irrelevant, then you know you're on the right track.
Un ja mēs sākam jūs, ka ķermenis veselīgi, un trijā plānā, ka mēs vairs nemanām nekādas ķermeni sajūtas, nes patīkams, nes nepatīkams. Mēs varam zināt, ka mēs esam uz pareizā ceļa.
This stage in the meditation, and your job is just to be aware and not to judge and not to say anything is right or wrong, and whatever happens is okay. So if you hear a noise from the outside, then just allow the noise to be. And this is just the nature of the world. Noises come, noises go. And just allow it to pass through you. No resistance, none of your business, and just allow it to be.
Un atceramies, ka mums uzdevums meditācijā ir vienkārši vērot un apzināties, kas notiek bez kādas tiesāšanas vai spriekšanas par to. Ja mēs dzirdam kādu troksni tālumā, tad vienkārši ļaujam tam parādīties, ļaujam tam notikt.
And just try to feel the peace, feel the beauty of the peace. And the more you're able to tune in to that beautiful aspect of the peace, the more beautiful it becomes, and the more your mind will incline towards peace.
And
Turn your attention to the Melbourne direction and just imagine all the people to the north. And among all those people, there are so many good people, people with good hearts, people who are kind and generous, people with compassion, people with love, all those good people out there. See them in your mind's eye with a nice, peaceful smile and wish them well. May you be well, may you be happy.
Pievēršam uzmanību sirmēm virzienam iztāvojoties visus tos labos cilvēkus, kas mīt uz ziemeļiem no mums, iztāvojoties visus tos dāsnos, labsirdīgos, labestīgos, līdzjūtīgos cilvēkus, kas mīt šajā virzienā, iztāvojoties viņus visus
And now turn your attention to the western direction. And again, imagine all those wonderful people out there. People who are kind, people who are wise, people who are generous. And what a wonderful it is that all these people actually exist. Thank you for existing. Thank you for being part of this world. May you be happy here. May you be well.
Ar rietumiem un iztāvojamies visus un laipnos budros vienos un vienīgos cilvēkus, kas mīt šajā virzienā un pateicamies viņiem par to, ko viņi dar un vēlam, lai viņam visam un lai viņam klājas labi.
turn your attention to the southern direction then. And in the south, far away, you'll also find Australia then. And wish all the monks down at Bodhinyana Monastery then, all those people who are devoting their lives to kindness and goodness, and all the nuns at Dhammasala Monastery then, doing the same thing then, include those as well then. May you be well, may you be happy.
Un tagad vēršam savu uzmanību uz dienvidiem un domājam par labiem cilvēkiem, kas mīt šajā virzienā. Tā ir skaitā visiem tiem mūkiem un mūķinēm, kas mīt Austrālijā, kas vēlta savu dzīvi vērtīgām, tikumīgām lietām un to attīstībai. Vēlam, lai visiem šiem cilvēkiem atklājas, lai viņam viss ir labi.
And then bring your attention around to the eastern direction. And again, imagine all the good people out there. And also this time, add all the animals as well. Animals too want to be at peace, they want to be well, they want to be happy, just like human beings. And yet often they are very vulnerable to the forces around them. So all these beings, humans, animals, whoever is out there, may you be well, May you be happy. Then bring your attention back into this room and to all the people in this room and remind yourself how wonderful it is, how fortunate you are to be in company of such good people, that how difficult it is sometimes in this world to find people who are really practicing spirituality in a good way. People who mean well, people who are compassionate, and people who show kindness in their lives. All these good people around you. wish them all happiness, peace and contentment. May you find real happiness and peace in your life.
Tos cilvēkus, ar kuriem mēs sēžam kopā šajā zālē, un novērtēt to, cik liela vērtība ir, ka ir cilvēki, kas vēlas attīstīt sevi, vīdzotību, laipnību, labestību. Mēs varam vēlēt visiem cilvēkiem, kas šādā veidā nāk laiku, lai attīstītos, lai viņiem viss ir labi, lai viņiem atklājas.
And last of all, turn the attention to yourself and just remind yourself of how hard you try to do what is right, to do what is good. Even though sometimes it can be so hard and so difficult, remind yourself of all your successes, of being kind, of being generous, of being good. What a wonderful thing that is to do this in the world. That how you contribute to peace, harmony, and trust. May I too, I deserve happiness. May I be happy. May I be well.
Atceramies visas pūles, ko mēs esam ielaudījuši, lai mēs izkoptu sevi labās īpašības, labestību, līdzotību, un varam atcerēties to, kādu labu tas mums ir nesis dzīvē, tos brīžus, kad mēs tapuši iepriecināt. No tiem rezultātiem, ko mēs tā rezultātā saņemam. Un tad saprotot, ka tas nevienmēr ir viegli.